Thank you, Dominic. Now, speaking of slightly speculative science, there's a mystery surrounding the amount of infrared light that bathes the universe. This is the so-called cosmic infrared background radiation. It's been detected by a number of different space-based telescopes, but it has clusters of higher intensity that actually can't be accounted for considering the radiation from all known galaxies. And now a paper in the journal Nature suggests that this glow may be coming from orphaned stars. These are stars that were hurled out of their parent galaxies and are now resident in the local dark matter halo. Now, previous research had suggested that this radiation may have come from very faint, very distant background sources that are too far away to be individually distinguished by the telescopes, or that it might come from intermediate dwarf galaxies that slightly confound the results. And these two hypotheses would result in two very different distributions of the clumps of infrared, but previous studies had simply been too small to actually analyse the grand structure and see what the clumping is like. So with this in mind, Edward Wright of the University of California, Los Angeles, and colleagues looked at data from the Spitzer Deep Wide Field Survey collected between 2004 and 2008. And after correcting for local sources of infrared and masking out radiation from very bright stars and galaxies, they were able to measure the spatial variability over fairly large areas. Now, their measurements did show some correlation with the distant galaxy hypothesis, but they found that neither of these two ideas was really enough to fit with their measurements. So they now propose that this extra infrared must be coming from intra-halo stars. These are stars that have been thrown out of their parent galaxies in violent interactions and mergers, and they now reside in the dark matter halo that surrounds each galaxy. They do state that there's a number of future tests that are needed to further understand the contribution of intrahalo stars. And in a related Nature News and Views article, Andrea Ferrara from the Scuola Normale Superiore in Italy states that it will be interesting to see whether the author's proposal stands up to scrutiny. Ferrara adds that understanding the effect of intrahalo radiation will actually help us to study very early galaxies as they undergo a process of reionization at the end of the so-called dark ages of galaxy formation. And this is a very poorly understood chapter in the history of the universe. So speculative, but very, very interesting.
One thing that's interesting about this, John Richer was telling us last month about infrared emission from star-forming regions, where you have solid particles called dust, which is obscuring the visible light from these young stars and reprocessing it into thermal infrared emission. If you've got these stars which have escaped galaxies and are now in the halo, why are they producing infrared rather than visible light?
Well, the cosmic infrared background is, I think, analogous to the cosmic microwave background radiation in that it wouldn't necessarily have been emitted as infrared. So these weren't infrared sources in the first place. But the radiation that they did emit has been redshifted down into the infrared wave bands. So I think that the actual emission going on in the halos around galaxies is not necessarily, as John Richer was saying, being absorbed and then readmitted. I think it's just a process that these waves have been stretched in their travel throughout space.
I guess you're looking at the sum of infrared radiation produced in the local universe by perhaps dust-obscured star-forming regions on top of stuff coming from much more distant objects at high redshift, where that is visible light which is being redshifted into the infrared band.
Yes, that's quite right. And that's exactly why we need to understand what these methods and what these mechanisms actually are, so that we can start to tease apart what is locally produced infrared and what is redshifted distant, more ancient sources. And we won't be able to tease that apart until we actually understand what's causing this clumping.
Thanks, Ben. And of course, you can find more news on our website at thenakedscientist.com/news.